Cox Media journalist Daryl Bauer emceed the event that covered Springfield's radio heyday, the 1920s through the 1990s. Five stations dominated the airwaves, playing everything from Christian programming to soul music. Former radio personalities were on hand to share with the audience stories about Jonathan Winters and Rod Serling, who both were behind the mic in Springfield. Dick Hatfield was one of the top DJs in the 1960s. He played a few audio clips from that era.
It was very difficult recording anything back then. It was done mainly on records, big records, 16-inch records. And I have the opening and close of a basketball game recorded in 1950. It's the night that Springfield High School won the state basketball championship. And it took 11 16-inch records to record this game. Here's the opener.
This is Bob Crystal speaking for Garrigan. This evening, direct from the Coliseum at the State Fairgrounds in Columbus, you'll hear the final game in the Class A state basketball tournament between Springfield High School and Akron South. Ray Schwartz is here to tell you a little about the teams and keep you posted on statistics. Pete Aston,
now, this third station came to being around 1947, late WJEL. It was coupled also with WJEM-FM. And we have one of the most unusual things about this station, and Bill will coincide this fact. One of their first announcers was Rod Serling. He was going to Antioch College. He graduated, and he was still working at WJEL, which at that time was located in the Columbia building at the corner of Columbia, and the building is still there, catty corner from the old Hume Hotel. And it was while he was at WJEL that he entered one of his manuscripts to a contest being held by CBS in New York, and he won. And that was his catapult to national fame in radio and television broadcasting. From downtown Springfield, JEL, all the way over to New York in the big time. There was another disc jockey. This was used by Norm Guerin, who was officially the Wise Owl. He used to broadcast from the Esquire Grill downtown at night. So let's see what you think about this one. Winter J. Soccer. He once called a local pharmacy, and with that Hooner J. Soccer voice, and told the pharmacist that his missus had been there and bought some of that Kentucky jelly. He said, at least that's what they thought it was, because it said KY on it. She brought it home, and he said, I just want you to know, sir, that stuff tastes terrible on toast. Smiling Bob wraps up the old ball of yarn around here, mama. Bob Jantz was probably the most prolific in radio for the years that he spent in it. And he has, this is honest God's truth, on his tombstone at Calvary, it raised letters across the bottom, "See you later, alligator." That's no kidding. Now I'm going to play a commercial from 1977 for you.
Hey, how about a little fun?
Okay.
All right, close your eyes. Now, taste this.
Delicious.
You bet it is. You're tasting Riverdale Dairy's Butter Brickle Ice Cream.
How come Riverdale Dairy ice cream tastes better than other ice creams?
The difference is Riverdale Dairy uses pure cane sugar. No imitation. And that's something every family should know.
How come you know so much about Riverdale Dairy products?
Because once you're a Riverdale Dairy kid, you never forget.
When I was in radio, April Fool Day always brought about likelihood to have some fun. And the first time we tried something, we started announcing early in the morning that Ohio Bell was going to blow all the dirt out of the telephone lines in Springfield. And if you didn't want that soil to get in your house, you should remove the phone from the cradle and wrap it in a damp towel. And this honest guy's true. And enough people did that that it tied up telephone service in Springfield. And the police and the fire department came out and said, call it off. You got to stop it. So we had to retract that. Hey, it's all done. Everything's fine. So I'm going to sign off here, guy, and we'll go down the line. Should I give you a sign off?
Yes.
WBLY, concluding another day of broadcast activity. Until we return to the air, this is Dick Hatfield reminding you, if you go out this evening, take a bath and wear clean underwear, you might get hit by a car.
There are no stations operating in Springfield now. WEEC still calls Springfield home, but the station moved its operations to Xenia after merging with Dayton's WFCJ. Wayne Baker, WYSO.
John McEnany. What a beautiful day in Springfield, Ohio today.